Welcome back to the Ayuz Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Romwitz, and today we are beginning the third chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Amrulo achalta chelev, mevi chatas. If they tell a person, you ate chelev, you ate forbidden fat, he must bring a sin offering. Eid omer achal, the eid omer lo achal. If one witness says that he ate, and one witness says that he didn't eat, Isha omeris achal, the isha omeris la achal, or if one woman says that he ate and another one says that he did not, maybe asham toloi. In these cases, he would bring a conditional guilt offering because it's unclear whether or not he committed the sin. Eid omer achal, the hu omer la achalti. If one witness says that he ate and he says, no, I didn't, putter, he's exempt. He does not have to bring a sacrifice. Shnayim omrim achal, the hu omer la achalti. If two say, you ate, and he says, no, I did not, Rabbi Meir Machayev, Rabbi Meir says he has to bring the sin offering. Amar Rabbi Meir says, Im heviu shnayim lemisa chamura, lo yivihu lekarban hakal. If two people can testify and have him put to death, which is a pretty serious matter, can't two people testify and have him be required to bring a sacrifice? Amru lo, they responded to him, Ma im yirsalomar mezid hayisi. They said, no, this case is different, because if he just wanted to get out of bringing the sacrifice, he could have lied and said, I did it on purpose, because a sacrifice is only brought when something is done unintentionally. So since he could have gotten out of it altogether, we assume that he's telling the truth here, because if he's going to lie, he's going to tell the lie that would actually work. Let us look in the Bartonuro. Amru lo, if they said to him, Afilu echad, even if one person says to him, Amru lo achalta chelev, says, you ate chelev, you ate forbidden fat, v'hu shosek, if he doesn't reply, v'enu machisho, and he doesn't contradict him. So when the one witness says, you did this, it's a case where the other person remains silent. He has no response. Mevi chatas, he brings a sacrifice, al piv, based on that person's words. Shnayim omrim lo achalta chelev, if two say, you ate chelev, you ate forbidden fat, v'afilu mea, even if 100 say it, v'hu machishim, and he contradicts them, v'omer barili shelo achalti, and he says, I'm sure that I did not, enu mevi kavan al pihem, then he does not bring a sacrifice because of their words. Dechsiv, because the Torah tells us, ohoda elav chataso, or his sin becomes known to him, v'lo sh'yadiyuduhu acherim, and not that others brought it to his attention. So it has to be something that he's aware of. If he maintains he didn't do it, then even if 100 people testify, yes, you did, he doesn't bring the sacrifice. Rabbi Meir Machayev. So Rabbi Meir says he would bring a sacrifice. V'ein halacha k'Rabbi Meir, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir. Im hevihu shnayim, if two people can even have him put to death, Kagonim heyudu elav shaharagas hanefesh. For example, if they testify that he killed a person, so shouldn't they be able to force him to bring a sacrifice? And the answer is no, because im yirtzeh lomer mezid hayisi. If he wanted to, he could merely claim that he did it on purpose. Im hayirotzeh liftor atzmo b'sheker hayyachol lomer mezid hayisi. If he wanted to get out of bringing a sacrifice by lying, he could just say he did it on purpose. Umezid pater mekarban, because someone who acts intentionally does not have to bring a sacrifice. Mishnah Beis. Achal chelev, v'chelev behelam echad. If he ate forbidden fat, and then he ate more forbidden fat in one state of unawareness, eno chayev elachatas achas. He only has to bring one sin offering. Achal chelev v'dam v'nosa v'pigu behelam echad. But if he ate chelev, forbidden fat, dam, blood, nosar, leftover sacrifices, pigul, improperly offered sacrifices, if he ate these four types of forbidden food in one state of unawareness, chayev al kol echad ve'echad, then he has to bring a sacrifice for each one. Zechomer b'minin harbe mimin echad, this is more stringent when it comes to different species, different types of foods, than from the same type of food. But there's also a way in which one type of food is more stringent than multiple types of food. Because if he ate half an olive-sized portion of chelev, and he ate another half of an olive-sized portion of chelev, mimin echad, from the same type, so even of any of these, of nosar, of pigul, chayev. In any event, if he ate two half portions, he would be liable to bring a sacrifice. Mishne minin, but if two different types of food, putter. Then he would not have to bring a sacrifice because they don't combine. So if you eat half an olive-sized portion of chalev and half an olive-sized portion of nosar, you ate two less than portions. You didn't eat one combined portion. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Chalev v'chalev, if he ate forbidden fat and then more forbidden fat, shnei zeisei chalev. So he ate two olive-sized portions. In that scenario with the first part of our Mishnah, each one is its own liable portion size. Behelam echad, in one state of unawareness, aval b'shnei halamos chayev al kol echad ve'echad. But if they're in more than one state of unawareness, then he would be liable for each one. Dekayim alon ha'alamos mechalkin, because we've determined that states of unawareness divide. So one state of unawareness, he doesn't know any better, even if he does it multiple times, one sacrifice. Each time he becomes aware and then is unaware again, that's the start of a new count. Mimin echad chayev, of one type he would be liable. Ha'kamash malan da'af al gav de'ein hashnei chatzoi zesim mitamchoi echad da'hainu mitavchil echad elhei mitavchil mechalukim afilu hachi mitztarif. So we've established that even though these two half portions of forbidden food are from two different dishes, they were not cooked together, they were prepared separately, nevertheless, being from different dishes, do not separate between them. Afilu hachi mitztarif, nevertheless they combine. Lefi she'ein tamchuyin mechalkin, because different dishes do not separate between portions of the same forbidden food. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.